Hi all, I am going to read a book, Ikigai, and the chapter is From Logotherapy to Ikigai, How to Live Longer and Better by Finding Your Purpose. What is logotherapy? A colleague once asked Viktor Frankl to define his school of psychology in a single phrase, to which Frankl replied, "Well, in logotherapy, the patient sits up straight and has to listen to things that are on occasion hard to hear." The colleague had just described psychoanalysis to him in the following terms. In psychoanalysis, the patient lies down on a couch and tells you things that are on occasion hard to say. Frankl explains that one of the first questions he would ask his patient was, "Why do you not commit suicide?" Usually the patient found good reason not to go, was able to carry on. What then does logotherapy do? The answer is pretty clear. It helps you find reasons to live. Logotherapy pushes patients to consciously discover their life's purpose in order to confront their neurosis. Their quest to fulfill their destiny then motivates them to press forward, breaking the mental chains of the past and overcoming whatever obstacle they encounter along the way. Something to live for. A study conducted by Frankl in his Vienna clinic found that among both patient and personnel, around 80% believed that human beings needed a reason for living, and around 60% felt that they had someone or something in their lives worth dying for. The search for meaning. The search for purpose became a personal driving force that allowed Frankl to achieve his goals. The process of logotherapy can be summarized in these 5 steps. A person feels empty, frustrated, or anxious. The therapist shows him that what he is feeling is the desire to have a meaningful life. The patient discovers his life's purpose at that particular point in time. Of his own free will, the patient decides to accept or reject that destiny. This newfound passion for life helps him overcome obstacles and sorrows. Frankl himself would live and die for his principles and ideals. His experiences as a prisoner at Auschwitz showed him that everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. It was something he had to go through alone, without any help, and it inspired him for the rest of his life. Differences between psychoanalysis and logotherapy. In psychoanalysis, the patient reclines on a couch like a patient. In logotherapy, the patient sits facing the therapist, who guides him or her without passing judgment. In psychoanalysis is a retrospective, it looks to the past. Logotherapy looks towards the future. Psychoanalysis is introspective, it analyzes neurosis. Logotherapy doesn't delve into patient neurosis. Psychoanalysis drive is towards pleasure. Logotherapy drive is towards purpose and meaning. Psychoanalysis centers on psychology. Logotherapy includes a spiritual dimension. Psychoanalysis works on psychogenic neurosis. Logotherapy also works on neurogenic or existential neurosis. Psychoanalysis analyzes the unconscious origin of conflicts. Logotherapy deals with conflicts when and where they arise. Psychoanalysis limits itself to the patient instincts. Logotherapy also deals with a spiritual reality. Psychoanalysis is fundamentally incompatible with faith. Logotherapy is compatible with faith. Psychoanalysis seeks to reconcile conflicts and satisfy impulses and instincts. Logotherapy seeks to help the patient find meaning in his life and satisfy his moral principles.